Here you are, old girl. Take my kerchief. That wouldn't be enough to stop the tide coming in, what?
Lord Hightower placed a paw about his friend's shoulders.
Dunfeet is right. You'd best follow them. Keep an eye on that pair. It'll only be for a season or two, but it will put all our minds at rest. I look after the mountain.
Colonel Whipscott was flabbergasted.
What, what, what? Oh, you don't really mean that.
Of course he means it, you wasky-whiskered clot. Go on, follow the two poor dears right now, this very instant. Go.
Hightower peered out the window at Sagaxis and Biscarum on the beach far below. Both were starting to head north, carrying massive backpacks of food purloined from Salomon Daston's kitchens. The Badger Lord could not resist a chuckle.
Oh, look at that lot they're carrying. 'Tis enough to keep a regiment going for a full season. Oh, no need to hurry, Whipscott. At the rate they're travelling, you'll pick up their trail quite easily after breakfast tomorrow morning. That's if they've left enough victuals in the kitchens for the cooks to make a meal.
Biscarum tried to set the pack more evenly between his shoulder blades, grunting with exertion.
Wait for me, Sagaxo lad! Me blinking paws are sinking in the sand with this confounded heavy pack!
Sagaxus, who liked to be called Sagax, was by far the stronger of the pair, even though he was staggering a little as he called back over his shoulder to Biscarum, who preferred the name Scarum.
Good job we don't have to walk far then, Scarum. Just round the cove to the rocks at the North Spur. Wait till Coover sees all the grub we've brought along, eh?
Scarum caught up with his badger pal.
Indeed, if we're running off to sea, then we need a proper scoff, what? Yucko! I don't mind living off the land, but that idea of Coovers of living off the sea? Raw fish and seaweed? I should jolly well say not.
They edged down below the tide line to where the sand was firmer under paw. It made the going easier. Sagax was smiling happily.
No more being sentenced to washing the pots.
Scarum grinned like a demented rabbit.
Or scrubbing the blooming mess hall out.
Or weeding the rock gardens all day.
Or polishing spears and shields in the dratted armoury.
Sagax did a fair imitation of his father.
I can understand Biscarum, he's a hare. But you, Sagaxus, you're supposed to be the son of a badger lord. Why your mother even named you Sagaxus, I'll never know. She said you were supposed to be like that old badger lord she'd read of, Rossano the Wise, her fifth great-grandsire. So she called you Sagaxus. That's supposed to mean wise also. Huh! Now this is your last chance, do you hear me?
Scarum did an even better impersonation of his father.
You're a rip, sir. An utter flipping rip, what? You see these grey hairs ruining me best moustache, eh? Well, you put them there. If you were one of my patrol, I'd clap you in the bally dungeons, what?